Today's reflection, the healing of a blind man. This one we find in Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 26. When they arrived at Bethsaida, some people brought a blind man to Jesus and they begged him to touch the man and heal him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. Then spitting on the man's eyes, he laid his hands on him and asked, "Can you see anything now?" The man looked around. "Yes," he said, "I see people, but I can't see them very clearly. They look like trees walking around." Then Jesus placed his hand on the man's eyes again, and his eyes were open. His sight was completely restored, and he could see everything clearly. This is one of those stories that make you go, whoa. Why? Because the truth is, it's a healing that was common. It was the healing of a blind man. But the way Jesus approached it, there were things that are significant. The first thing was that they brought him out and they begged him to touch the man and heal him. But Jesus took the blind man and took him out of the village completely. So there was nobody around. Jesus wanted to make this a personal healing. He spits in the man's eyes. And what's so awesome about that moment is that Jesus realized what he did. He realized that he used his saliva to go into the membranes of his eyes. This man was able to see, but he said he couldn't see. Because Jesus asked him the questions, "Can you see anything now?" And the man looked around and said, "Yes." He said he sees men walking around like trees. Well, the first thing we do understand is that this man, once upon a time, had vision. He was able to see because he compared what he saw like people walking around like trees, right? But what's interesting about this story is that Jesus places his hands on the man's eyes again and his eyes were open. If you read this and you don't pay attention, you'll think that Jesus needed to touch the man twice for there to be a healing. But the truth is that Jesus gave him too much when he spat in his eyes. There are times when we receive a full amount of God's glory. The anointing fills us up to overflowing. Well, this is one of those moments where this man received a full amount of the glory of God when Jesus spat in his eyes. And that spit was so anointed. There was no mud in between like the other occasion when Jesus healed another man and he used the mud to heal his eyes. In this case, it was straight from the mouth of Jesus to his eyes. And you know what he saw? He saw men the way God sees men. Walking around like trees, where the veins and the fruit that they bear, all of that is seen. Jesus understood he gave him too much. And that second touch had nothing to do with less power. It had to do with, I got to remove some power from you. And that second touch was, give me some of that back. I really believe that there's a personal touch that Jesus grants us. We got to trust in Jesus's guidance even when we don't understand where he's leading us. We got to know that this healing was unique because it happened in stages. And he did it on purpose so that we would be able to understand his power that's given. God doesn't need to touch you twice. It's one time. And if he touches you again, it's because he may have given you too much. I say that this particular reflection allows us to understand the power of God and his desire to want to heal us. Because the end result of this encounter was clear vision. But the clear vision was our normal vision. See, our vision in the eyes of God is so great when God sees or uses us to see, right? When we see the way he sees. But it was important for this man to go back to the way we see on earth. Jesus desires to open our eyes so we can see him and his truth clearly. And as we walk closely with him, he will continually adjust our spiritual sight, helping us to see life from his perspective. Lord Jesus, thank you for your patience and for meeting us right where we are. Thank you for helping us to trust your process and to know that you are never less than, you're always more than, even when healing or answers seem to come slowly. Open our eyes to see you more clearly and to understand your will for our lives. Allow us to understand, and when you open our eyes, that we can see things that are not the norm. They're unusual, but they're unusual with a purpose. We thank you, Lord, for showing us again that your touch leads to healing, even when it comes from an angle that doesn't seem normal. In your precious name we pray, in the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. God's healing touch is personal, purposeful, and sometimes progressive. If you are in a season where things seem unclear or incomplete, remember that Jesus is still working with you. He sees your need and knows the perfect way to address it. Trust in his timing. Be honest with where you are and keep your heart open to his continued touch. With Jesus, clarity and complete restoration are always within reach. Sometimes he'll complete the job and we just don't understand it. Sometimes he'll give us more than enough. Be blessed and enjoy your day.